This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Welcome back. I'm Bill Pollack. During World War II and the Cold War, a factory was built west of St. Louis to make weapons. Now some of that toxic material is buried in a bunker, including parts of the factory that once stood there. Important agriculture needs need to be addressed at this legislative session at the Capitol. Those are some of the topics that are coming up today. We'll get started with the new Kansas City International Airport Terminal that is set to open this spring. The goal is to bring an easy and an innovative way to travel for anyone who uses the airport. Cameron Connor talked with the Deputy Director of Aviation, Justin Meyer, to see if the crew is set for takeoff.
For this new terminal for the KCI Airport, this is going to impact so many people, not only on the Kansas side, but also on the Missouri side. It's such an influx of people coming into the area. What can they expect?
Well, the Kansas City International Airport does really serve the four-state area and up to and over 10 million passengers a year. We expect to be back to pre-pandemic levels of service and passenger levels here by the end of this coming year. We expect to deliver this new terminal, which will fully replace Terminals B and C, the existing terminals at Kansas City International Airport, with this new facility that will be opening here in the next several months, and deliver a real change for travelers through the area, a new facility that has a lot of space, a lot of windows, a lot of light, and just delivers a completely different guest experience for travelers through Kansas City.
Okay, great. And clearly, it's a process to build a new terminal. It takes quite a long time and a lot of collaboration, and it seems as if you're also going to stay within that budget of $1.5 billion. What are all the things that were considered when building this new terminal to make things easier for passengers traveling through?
We are on schedule for that spring of 2023 opening and on budget. $1.5 billion is the largest single infrastructure project in Kansas City, Missouri's history. The things that I think passengers will really come to appreciate is the thoughtfulness when it comes to a lot of different amenities in the space. Everything from the design of the restrooms, which every single stall door swings out so you don't have to climb over your suitcase when you walk into a restroom stall, to the glass boarding bridges as passengers are getting onto or off of aircraft that allow a much less claustrophobic experience as they head through the terminals.
And in my time traveling at a KCI, it's always seemed as if one of the best things that compares to a lot of other airports is the fact that the security has always been smooth sailing. Can travelers still expect that?
I think what travelers will experience is smoother sailing through the security checkpoints. Right now, we have 7 different separated security areas with a total of 14 security lanes across those 7 areas. So on average, just 2 lanes per location. What travelers will experience is a consolidation and centralization of all security checkpoints into one area in the ticketing hall, where we will actually have 16 lanes or 2 growth lanes of security in the new facility on opening day, which will really allow for those lines to be normalized rather than maybe no one in line at one security checkpoint in C terminal and 150 people in line in another checkpoint around the corner. Everybody's in the same place, which means that those lines will be faster. They'll move faster because there's more security checkpoints to move people through. We will also have pre-check for all travelers that are part of that known traveler program, as well as we have a new contract with CLEAR, which is another known traveler program.
Okay, perfect. And you touched on it a little bit, but I'd love if you could expand on it a little bit farther. How about for those travelers that are going to be coming into the airport, going through to Terminal B or C, which is what this is replacing, and they're checking in with their tickets, whether they had some sort of pre-check for that or they have to go up and check in a bag? What is that system like? Is it going to have some new innovative stuff? What are we looking at?
The experience for outbound travelers is they arrive to an upper level roadway, which is a change. The roadway gets resolved in a really significant way here with the new terminals, where departing passengers are dropped off on the upper level, arriving passengers are picked up on the lower level, and commercial travelers, be it hotel shuttles or rental car buses or others, those are exchanged on a commercial curb. on that lower level. So we'll see travelers really walking into a massive space with lots of ceiling height and lots of light. They can use a virtual kiosk to check in, or if they haven't used their mobile phone to do all that, they can use a common use kiosk or a multi-purpose kiosk to check a bag or make a change to their seat assignment, or if they need to have full service, of course, check a bag or see an agent at the ticket counters. And then right from there, you're through the security checkpoint and onto Concourse A, when we have several gates. About a third of our 40 gates are there. And then there's a concourse connector to move people out to the B concourse, where two-thirds of our gates are, and on they go with their journey.
So we're talking with Justin Meyer. He is the Deputy Director of Aviation. We're speaking about the Kansas City International New Terminal that's going to be opening up here this spring in 2023. That's what it's on track for. How about parking situations in general? That's usually a big concern of a lot of travelers when they're coming, because a lot of them have to take their own cars and ensure that parking is definitely a solidified thing. Have there been any changes to that?
There haven't been changes to the economy parking situation. Those lots, which are travelers are bused in from, that will continue to be a service we offer. But the garage parking experience will be significantly different. Currently, we are running into a lot of capacity constraints with the B garage, and it's been common for travelers to arrive on a Monday afternoon through about Thursday and find that the B garage is at capacity. And then it becomes a scramble situation trying to find another location to park, or do they have enough time to go to economy and park and ride a bus, or whatever the situation might be. So what the new terminal will deliver is a parking garage that more than replaces all of the parking capacity we had with B and C. In fact, it will be 50% more parking availability in the garage, 6,219 spaces in total. So we really think that that will be a dramatic improvement for the customer experience as parking becomes less chaotic in the new terminal.
Okay. Yeah. That's a lot of garage spaces. that's great to hear. All right. Perfect. Well, Justin, I'm sure this has been such an amazing process to be a part of. I'm sure probably pretty stressful sometimes too, just kind of figuring out all the logistics. Is there any other remarks that you want to include about the new terminal itself?
I'll just say that I'm beyond proud of the work of so many that has led to this program being as successful as it has. And certainly my hat is off to the frontline workers and the trades that worked through a global pandemic and kept this project on schedule and on budget. And just can't say enough about the hard work and dedication of everyone involved on this project to make it so successful.
Great. Well, this has been Justin Meyer. He is the Deputy Director of Aviation, talking on the Kansas City International Airport's new terminal that's going to be coming in this spring of 2023. Justin, thank you so much for joining us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.